Blog Talk Radio.
I said, friend, let me get that for you, as he rolled his wheelchair toward the door of the restaurant I was going in. I helped the old fella through the door. I could see that his hat said he served in World War II. I shook his hand and said, friend, let me buy dinner for you. He said, son, I wish everyone felt like you do. I watched a tear roll from his eyes. He said, grace. And as he sat there and he talked to God, my heart was in my throat. As I heard him ask, we'd all find a better way. And he said, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They've taken the U right out of the USA and broke the right arm off of the Statue of Liberty. Put out the torch that lights our way. Then they say that it's all politically correct. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. He said, son, for God and country, I lost my legs on Omaha Beach. But that's nothing compared to what thousands lost if we continue being free. Once again he said, well, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They're stomping and burning our stars and stripes, not giving a damn for the sacrifice of life that protects that very right. Yet they say it's just the way that they protest. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. America lives. America.
Tall grass and laugh at what I'd done. Put a blood blister upon each bun. I'd like to shoot you in the ass with a BB gun.
Parental guidance is suggested.
Hey, welcome to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. I am your host, Jeremy Johnson, and I am here tonight with my co-host, Chris Bikerson. Chris, how the hell are you doing tonight?
Man, I've been infiltrated, I tell you, Jerry. I've been infiltrated. The communists have got me. They've either locked down my internet signal on my phone and my laptop, or I'm just in a bad signal area, like in the middle of Wisconsin. One of the two, but I think it's the communists.
I think it's communists, too, because I've been attacked all day by the communists. Now, boy, do I have a story to tell you. So, first of all, welcome everybody back to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. I know last week we weren't able to get on, and damn near didn't get on this week, so we had to postpone it for about a half hour tonight. On my way back, I blew a drive tire. I was supposed to be back around 5 at my house, and I figured I wasn't going to get back in time to start the show. Well, they got out there pretty quick, got me up and running again, and I made it back. I probably could have started the show at 7, but we're here. That's all that matters. to spread more truth and to give you our take on what's happening in today's world. So recently, since we've been gone, I did a TikTok video, and it was about Shanghai, China, and the lockdowns and what it's causing, people to starving that are jumping out their high-rise windows, balconies, committing suicide because they're starving. They're welding doors shut. They're not letting people eat. It's absolutely inhumane, and basically what I think it is a crime against – it's crimes against humanity. But then I flipped that video to how many cargo ships and tanker ships are sitting off the coast of Shanghai. And there was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. And that video took off, and it went to 1 million views really quick. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. I'm getting the message out there and awareness for China, you know, for those poor people. Then that video went even further and just most recently hit 2 million views. And I think I'm up to 2.1 right now. In that, I gained a bunch of followers on my TikTok. I'm up to like 76,000 followers. Just a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I was at 33,000. So it's more than doubled. I'm going to call them what they are because this is exactly what they are. They are socialist, communist weasel dicks. They come onto my channel on TikTok, and they went through every single one of my videos tonight, pretty much, and reported them for either hateful content or bullying and harassment. And all of my content is basically spreading truth on what is happening. And we're going to get into that pretty deep tonight of what is actually happening. So I've spent the last 2 hours after I got my truck up and running on my tire and my tire fixed, appealing decisions made by TikTok to take my videos down. And I've won most of them. However, I've lost a few of them too, which put my account into a warning status, which means I'm going to be restricted. And once you're restricted, it's not long before they remove you. This isn't my first rodeo. My biggest account was 85,000 when they removed me, and they're working on doing that now before I hit 85,000. So I'm pretty sure within the next week I'm going to click on TikTok and it's going to say I've been permanently banned for the seventh time. So here's what I want to touch on that. You know, I don't care if you're Democrat. I don't care if you're Republican. I don't care if you're far left or far right. We have zero right to try to silence somebody when we don't like what they're saying. That's called communism. And these dumb shits that call themselves Antifa, we're anti-fascist, are acting exactly like a fascist would. You know, they're communists. They truly are communists. They want somebody to tell them how to live their life. They want somebody to control them. I don't understand it. Now, they can get out there and speak all the bullshit that they want, you know, talk about, you know, Black Lives Matter and Donald Trump, the orange turd, and whatever they want. I don't care. They can say, the words don't hurt. I don't care. I've never went in and reported anybody's videos. I've never tried to get them shut down or silenced. Have I called them a dumbass or an idiot? Absolutely, because they are. And I'm sure they say the same thing about me. But they take it a step further. They get in their little clicky groups, and then they try to silence people by getting their accounts banned. And then it's a really big pain in the ass to get your account back up, but you have to start new with a different name. And then you have to rebuild your account, and by the time you get it rebuilt again, they're on to you, and then it's the same shit over and over again. It just gets sickening. I'm just really tired. Go ahead, Chris.
That's the only way. Okay, they're really good, these little Antifa dick weasels. Was it dick weasels or weasel dick? Whichever.
They're both. Both, yes.
Okay, weasel dick weasels. So the one thing they're really good at is picking on, like, elderly people and teenagers, like, face-to-face, right? But when it comes to fighting guys like you and me, right, like if big guys with blue-collar jobs, you know, that have been in a bar fight or two and actually know how to pound the shit out of somebody if they need to, the only way they can fight us is digitally. And so they resort to – the keyboard warrior thing with us, right? So they'll go out and they'll kick some little old lady's ass, right? They'll beat a handicapped old man to death during a BLM riot, right? And then guys like you and me, they're faceless cowards. And they take us on through the keyboard, through the internet, knowing what they learned to do in mommy's basement. You know, and all I can say for that is, I'm not even going to say it. Antifa weasel dicks, something's in store for you in the future if you keep this shit up. Fuck around and find out.
Yeah, no, yeah, and here's the thing, they're the ones that want to defund the police. You know, we got to defund the police. Blah 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 blah. Okay, you know what? I'm going to be on board with that now. I'm going to get on their on their train and say, you know what? It is time to defund the police. And here's why, because after the police are gone, there is nobody to protect you from us. Remember that, because once that happens, you're going to wish and pray to God that you would have never pushed that agenda, because the American patriots have been sitting back and being patient and silent. But I hear a rumble. I hear a rumble deep inside the belly. And I'm telling you what, they're not happy, and they're ready. So I would tread lightly if I was you, if you're Antifa and you're by chance listening to this. You want war. War will come to you. We don't want war. We know what war is, because a lot of the American patriots, I guarantee you none of those Antifa fucks have ever served one day in the military. But a lot of these patriots are veterans. They know what war is. They've seen war. They've been in war. They don't want war. We don't want war. But we are prepared to defend ourselves against you assholes. And I, you know what? You might get my account banned. I don't care. I'll just start another one. I'll take a couple weeks off and let things cool down, and then I'd have to do a factory reset on my phone and all that bullshit, and then redo all my phone. It sucks. It's a pain in the ass, but I'll have to do it. But it's just, you know, just grow up. Grow a pair of balls and learn to deal with things that you don't like. That's called life. Life isn't just, oh, I want, so I get. You've lived in your mommy's basement your whole life. You've never tried to get out and actually do anything with your life except for criticize and put down people and try to silence them and shut them up. You guys think you're in a big badass group being Antifa. Why? Because 20 of you can get together and use scare tactics, use flash bombs against people that are protesting against what you believe in. And then you, like Chris said, you go and beat the shit out of elderly and handicap and young people. Yeah, you're some tough, badass motherfuckers. But I tell you what, you try that shit at a Patriot rally, you're going to get the shit, you're going to get your shit handed to you. I guarantee you that. Now, you guys were down at the People's Convoy there in Antifa. And guess what? I stood right beside you with your fucking mask on, hiding your face because you're a fucking coward. Excuse my language, but I'm a little worked up. But you stood there with your mask on, like the little coward that you are. And you stood there while we sang the national anthem with thousands of people standing there with their hands over their heart singing the national anthem. And you stood there with your hands to your side and just stared. You're disrespectful pieces of shit. That's all I'm going to say about that. So, okay. let me ask you a question real quick, Chris. If somebody asked you a question, do you think Jeremy's a patriot? What would your answer be?
In every sense of the word.
Okay, I'm getting to some. So I'm going to tell the audience, I started a project. I've seen it on TikTok. I've seen it on YouTube. Excuse me. It's what it is we go to fallen veterans' graves, their grave markers, gravestones. And we clean the dirt, the grass, the mold, the mildew, whatever that's around the concrete on the grave marker that's on the ground. And the headstone, I have not done any headstones yet because a video I watched said that you should probably get a hold of the family before you do that to ask for permission. But the grave markers, I don't use anything that would potentially discolor or anything like that. All it does is I clean them up. So I started doing that, and I watched a video, and they said, order a solution. It's a biological solution called D/2. It removes stains from mold, mildew, algae, lichens, and air pollutants. It's non-toxic, and no scrubbing necessary. I just got it in the mail today. So I'm looking forward. Tomorrow I'm going to go down to the cemetery, and I'm going to, you know, do a couple markers. And after I clean the dirt and the grass and, you know, around the concrete part of it, I wax the bronze part, and then I place an American flag at the top of the marker, one of the small ones with, you know, on a stick. And it's a very simple thing to do, and if you're interested in doing that, I would highly suggest that you go to M, like as in Mary, B as in boy, MB Stone Care, right on the internet. It's called MB Stone Care, and order yourself a bottle of this D2 biological solution. I'm not getting paid for this advertisement, but I seen it in a YouTube video and I watched how it worked, and it's remarkable. It's like 30 some bucks a bottle, and it comes in a 32 fluid ounce spray bottle. And you could probably, I don't know how many, you know, stones you could clean with, quite a few. But if you're interested in getting into doing something like that, you basically have that D2 solution. You have a jug of water and a spray bottle with water, a gardener shovel, and some plastic bristle scrub brushes. I use that just to get the dirt and the grime and stuff off of them, and they really look fantastic after you get them done. And if you're interested in doing that, that's how easy it is to do. So anyway, I want to move on, but I wanted to let you guys know about this product and a very simple project you can do when you go out to the cemetery just to honor our veterans, especially with Memorial Day coming up. But every day is important. So this week, I think it was yesterday, actually, our president, should I call him the resident of the White House, douchebag himself, Joe Biden.
I just call him potatoes.
Yeah. He said, yeah, I got a million words for him, but I don't really want to get into all of them. So yesterday, legal analysis and media analysis talked about Biden is preparing for an upcoming impeachment. They're saying that everything points toward a Republican tsunami at midterms. And if that happens, they predict that the Republicans will take back control of the House and the Senate. And they predict that they are going to start impeachment hearings immediately on Joe Biden. And you may ask yourself, well, what can they possibly impeach him for? Those of you that support him. I know that you watch mainstream media and everything is fine and dandy in the Democrat world, but it's not. It's not okay. The gas prices just hit record highs. Inflation hit a 40-year high. What else was there? There was another number the southern border has hit an all-time high with the illegal crossings. Number one, you could impeach him on, forget about one second the 2,000 mules came out, and we'll get into that in a second. Let's forget about the fact that, you know, that they cheated to get into the White House. We'll get into that in a second, I promise. But number one, the southern border. You take an oath of the Constitution to protect our borders. They're not protecting it at all. They're freaking wide open. And I've heard people, oh, no, they're not. You guys watch too many right-wing media news. And they're flying people and busing people out of there in the middle of the night and bringing them all over the country. If some of these people get their heads out of their ass, they believe everything the mainstream media tells them. And it's like, come on. At what point in time do you guys wake up and see what's really going on? You got to quit watching the mainstream media. Okay, so that's number one. The state of the country right now, you know, on the election fraud, you're talking treason. Honestly, I don't think there's enough trees in the White House lawn to hang all these treasonous bastards that are currently residing in D.C. And this isn't just Democrats. This is Republicans. This is both sides of the aisle. If you don't think it is, you're fooling yourself. It's one big club, and we're not in it. So he's anticipating. Well, legal analysts are anticipating a red tsunami. Second thing they say is he went out and hired a top gun criminal defense attorney. Why would he need that? Because they're not just going to go after Biden. They're going to go after his son and that laptop. And on that laptop, there are some very damning and criminal things that Joe Biden has done. And you ask yourself, well, if that's true, then why hasn't something been done about it already? That's how corrupt. That is exactly how corrupt our government is. The Democrats that reside in Congress right now, I think 243 of them belong to the Socialist Party, like literally belong to the Socialist Party. They want what Joe Biden is promoting. They want the people to rely on the government for everything. That's what they want, because it means complete control and power for them. Secondly, even if they wanted to do the right thing, they're too scared to commit political suicide. And here's my thoughts on it, and then I'll let Chris respond before we get into the whole 2,000 mules thing. My thoughts on that, if you're sitting in office right now and somebody elected you into office to do the right thing and you're not doing the right thing, you are complicit with what is going on in the criminal activity by not doing anything about it. The fact of the matter is this country has lost its way. We've lost any and all respect. We have no morals. We are so lost right now because of the leadership and the media in this country. And that's where I stand. And I really honestly think somebody needs to go in there and start removing them according to our Constitution, and punish them according to what the Constitution says. And in some cases, it does say, for treason, you hang them at the nearest intersection, and you let their bodies hang there until dusk. And I believe in that wholeheartedly. But there's my thoughts on it, Chris. Let's share your thoughts on all this.
You know, while the mainstream media keeps running around using terms like baseless, you know, why is it that every single media outlet uses the term baseless when they describe, you know, election fraud stories? You know, kind of weird. It's almost like it's coordinated, you know, like someone is in charge of all these media outlets and is giving them the same script, you know, like Operation Mockingbird. And that seems to be the case. You know, the Hunter Biden laptop story, there we go, got it all right that time, that was suppressed by all the big tech, all your social media platforms, right? Parler, during that same time, they took their platform away, and the leftists cheered. You know, the same leftists that say, hey, they're a private business, and they can do what they want. They can ban whoever they want to and allow whatever they want to. But then as soon as Parler got deplatformed by Amazon Web Services for allowing people with other opinions to speak, they're like, yeah, that'll teach them. Okay, so anyway, shut up. We all know what you guys are about. You know, you're not about businesses, freedom of choice. You're not about anything except silencing anyone who doesn't agree with you. And by the way, if you guys haven't figured it out yet, and apparently you haven't, you're what Stalin called useful idiots. The government is going to use you and your rage to help bring in this authoritarianism. And once they've achieved all the power they want, they don't give a damn what you want or what you like or what your vision is. They will silence you and kill you. And after they use you to get that power, and history, just, for the love of God, read a history book. It's all there. I know I'm kind of jumping around here, but all the evidence is there. And if you're guys like me and Jeremy, I don't know about you, Jeremy, I've seen some of the video segments that came off of that laptop. Those were making the rounds back when you couldn't talk about it on Twitter or Facebook or anything. There were actually little clips here and there that had been appropriately censored, we'll say it that way. But the one thing that was not censored was Hunter Biden's face. That was definitely not censored. A lot of that stuff was making its rounds through what I like to call the Patriot intelligence community. This shit's real. That laptop is real. It's always been real. No one ever believed it was Russian disinformation, including the agents that came out and said that. And yes, everybody who was involved in covering up that story, because it does implicate the big guy, Potatoes Joe, and they're all guilty of a huge conspiracy. You want to call us conspiracy theorists? Well, conspiracy theorists exist because conspiracies exist. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay, well, now here, let's move on to the second part of this. I mentioned the documentary 2,000 Mules that came out, and I watched the whole thing. It's about an hour and a half long, hour and 43 minutes or something like that. And I'm going to tell you something. It's pretty damning evidence. They use geo-tracking to track these mules where they would go to up. Some of them went over to 100 drop boxes. Why do you think they had mail-in ballots? And they were dropping, you know, 6-7 ballots in each one, and they would do this all night long in all the cities across every state, in the swing states especially. I don't know about the other states, but what the evidence I've seen, if you have not seen 2,000 Mules, please seek that out, find it, and watch it. And make your own mind up. Don't, again, whatever me and Chris talk about on here, we'll send you in a direction. I do not ever want you to say, oh, yep, Jeremy said it's true, so it has to be true. Don't ever say that about me. I want you to go look at it for yourself. And I want you to look at it and come up with your own conclusion. And you're going to have questions like I did. My question is, okay, so if we have this, why the hell is nobody being arrested? You've got literally pictures of these people doing it. The one lady dropped a bunch of ballots on the ground, picked them up, realized she hadn't signed them, walked back to her car, and in clear video, watched her sign the ballots and then bring them back and put them in the box. Another lady, this wasn't in, I seen this video earlier, but another lady in Detroit, Michigan, they did, they picked a batch of ballots, a mail-in ballots, and she said they were in sequential order, you know, like 22-23, 22-24, 22-25. She goes, if they're mail-in ballots, how in the hell would you get a batch of 50 ballots in sequential order? It's impossible. Like, it literally is impossible, which tells you that there was cheating. And our FBI knows it. Our CIA knows it. Our federal government knows it. Many of your states know it and were in on it. Many of your poll workers were in on it and know about it. But it's, you want to talk about the cover-up of the century of maybe the world? There was election fraud. And I'm convinced of it after watching 2,000 Mules and everything else that I know about what I've seen as far as evidence. Poll workers that were fired down in Fulton County, Georgia, with them on video rerunning ballots like over and over and over. I mean, it saddens me and it's frustrating when I put that evidence out there to watch the people that still support the left come at me and call me every name in the book. And when I know for a fact, without, I mean, it's all there. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But yet, this corrupt country, you want to know why we're in the shape we are? Because they're drunk on power. And both sides are. You best believe that. And when the one side's not in the power, you see them cower like the bitches that they are, because that's exactly what they are. If you weren't a bitch, you would stand up and be screaming from the mountaintops, even if you knew that you don't have the power to push something through. You would be telling everybody what is going on, what is wrong. But you don't see that. They sit back. Yeah, occasionally they say something, but I wouldn't stop. If I was them, if I was a Republican right now, I wouldn't be. And listen, I didn't even vote for Donald Trump either time. I like what he did for our country. Now I look back, I really like, he really did a great job with our country. It's not about Donald Trump. It's about right and wrong. I would have been screaming from the mountaintops, too, if there was evidence against Donald Trump. And you know what they say to me? Well, there was. Russia tried to interfere in the 2016 election. Do you know that John Durham is prosecuting Clinton's former attorney as we speak? The trial started, or is going to start shortly, that he set up that Steele dossier. It's all there. But you gotta quit. You gotta turn off your fucking mainstream media and start looking for yourself. But these people won't do it. They want to believe everything that CNN tells them or Fox tells them or MSNBC. They're lying to you. It's called the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act. It was put into the Defense Act in 2012, and it went into place in 2013 under Obama. What that essentially does is make it legal for state-run propaganda through our media sources, the same media sources that are owned, that influence everything in this country, including George Soros, Bill Gates, all of them. When I heard all about this shit 5 years ago, I looked at the person that was telling me all this, and I said, you are a fucking nut job. You need a tinfoil hat. You are out of control. This is the biggest conspiracy theory bullshit I've ever heard. But you know what? All of a sudden, I thought to myself, you know what? What if they are telling me the truth? Do you think maybe I should at least entertain the thought that they are trying to tell me the truth? I started digging a little bit. And it my first rabbit hole, I'm going to tell you something. It disturbed me to my inner core. And when I tell you my inner core, it literally changed me as a person. Because you have to understand something. I voted Democrat my whole life. I so wholeheartedly believed in the Democratic Party, that they're for the working man, and they're the party of peace and love and understanding and kindness. And as time went on, as I really started digging this rabbit hole, I get down so much in the information channels, and all of a sudden something would come up and it would lead me down another rabbit hole, and I'd start going down that one, and all of a sudden something else would come. It's tunnels. It's endless tunnels of information. And I had a pretty much a nervous breakdown over it. It bothered me that much, because the information that I was finding out was stuff that it was complete opposite of what I've been told my whole life, what I've been raised to believe, what I've been taught to believe, what I've been conditioned to believe. Then you find out all this stuff, that everything that you've been told is opposite of what you've been told. Not anything is true. Then you have to sit and self-reflect. It took me, I don't know, a couple of months, self-reflection and finding me and realizing who I am as a person. That I'm still the same guy. I still care, and I still want to, you know, help people and be compassionate. On the other side, I found out that I'm a fighter, and I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going to be silent about the things that I've found and continue to find. And that's where it's at. I'll tell you to be very, very, very cautious. If you start just getting away from your TV, instead of watching the news at night, sit down and pick a subject. Start with JFK. Start with that. The assassination of JFK. And start really read every single article you possibly can find about it. And you're gonna come to a conclusion of, holy shit, our CIA offed our own fucking president. By whose order? By whose direction? That we still don't know. We have ideas, but we don't know for 100% proof, because it's in the last 5,000 pages of the JFK files that have not been released. And like me and Chris have talked about Mena, Arkansas, the Iran-Contra scandal. Go to DuckDuckGo and search secret government programs that have happened, and it'll give you a list. Pick one and start digging. And remember details and kind of put them in a filing cabinet at the back of your head, because I guarantee you, you're going to go down another rabbit hole and something's going to pop up that's going to, like, a light bulb go off in your head, and you'll be like, oh, wait, whoa, I think I got that in drawer number 3. You open up that drawer, sure shit, it's right there in that file. That was involved in that story that led to this story that led to this. It's never ending. And I'm going to tell you something. It's very interesting, but it's disturbing. When you hear people say some outlandish stuff that we're going to get into here shortly about the World Health Organization, you better start believing them, because shit's about to get real. What do you want to add to that, Chris, about, you know, the research and all that stuff?
Well, you know, I talked about in an earlier show the way I became a tinfoil hat-wearing official card-carrying member of the Conspiracy Theorist Society was I had some friends that were card-carrying members of the Tinfoil Hat Society, and they were like throwing all this crazy stuff at me, and I was like, you know, I love you, bro, but you're fucked, right? I was kind of like you. Like, you guys are insane. And it was kind of that same thing. And I set out on the path. What literally got me going down my first rabbit hole, like 13 years ago, was me actually setting out on a mission to prove my nut job friends completely wrong. And then, as I went on that rabbit hole to prove them wrong, and I started finding out this information and that information and running across these documents and those documents and confirming them through various government websites, that all that information was true and was right there for anybody looking for it. And then I started saying, oh, shit. And I started realizing these guys weren't quite as nutty as I thought they were.
Crazy man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
I should be medicated. The FMCSA doesn't allow that. It's the same thing where I started getting all this stuff, and then some of it was so crazy, just over-the-top crazy, that I just said, okay, you know what? I'm going to keep this in the back of my mind, but that shit's just too crazy for me to believe. And then I really went into orbit in 2020 when some of those extremely crazy things I had heard years before, almost a decade before, started happening. And then I really said, oh, shit. I was warned about this a decade ago, that this was going to happen, described in detail, and damn if it's not happening. That's what got me into it. And all I can say is, you know, don't believe anything we tell you. I want you to prove us wrong. Just don't prove us wrong by throwing quotes from MSNBC at us, okay? Prove us wrong. Give us actual stats. Get the leads we give you. Find real, raw data, okay? Most of the things I've used to argue against the CDC came from the CDC's own damn website. But it's not the story. It's not the story that the CDC or the media tells you. But the data's there because it has to be. It's required to be. And if you dig for it, you find it. That's the thing. Quit listening to the damn media. Do your own research. If you hear something that sounds just too crazy to be true, set out to prove that person wrong and use legitimate data sources to find your argument against them, and you will be surprised at what you find.
Yeah. It'll disturb you. Hey, for those of you that are listening over the internet that clicked on the link, if you want to call in and have your voice heard and share your opinion and your thoughts, You're more than welcome to. And get a pen and piece of paper, and I'll give you that phone number here shortly. The only thing I'm going to ask, and I always ask the same thing every week, if you do call in, you might get upset because I might say some things, or Chris might say some things that doesn't really align with what you've been told or what your beliefs are. Trust me, I got upset too, and you're prepared to defend it at all costs. I get that too. Come call in, and let's have a conversation. But we're going to do it politely and respectfully. The first time somebody calls somebody a name, you're going to get a bad phone connection. We'll drop you. I'm just going to tell you that you're going to get dropped because we're not going to put up with that. But that phone number is 516-387-1733, and I just turned our chat on. I'm riding solo tonight as far as who's on the switchboard. Chris is in a bad network area, so... but again, that number is 516-387-1733, 516-387-1733. And when you get through, make sure that you press the number 1. That way it lets me know that you want to come on air. If you do not press the number 1, I won't come to you because you might just be listening to the show over the phone, which many people do. And that's okay. You're welcome to do that also. We do have a live chat that, again, I just turned on, and I see a man named Ian just joined. Welcome to the show, guys. They listen to us pretty much every week, and we sure appreciate that. So now that I get that out of the way, I do want to thank Unplugged 2, Unplugged Radio, for giving us this show and this platform. It allows us to get everything that we know out there uncensored. Secondly, we have a new piece of the family that we added, and it's called Patriots United, and they are on Monday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. You have Michael from Texas, and you have Chadio from Canada that co-host each other. They host a Patriots United together. They are another great show if you are patriot-minded and pro-America-minded. To listen to what they have to say, because they have a lot of information also. So I want to give a huge shout-out to Patriots United also and encourage you go listen to their show. Same phone number for Mondays. It is the same phone number for Mondays. Yes, so that number is 516-387-1733. And they're from 7 p.m. Central to 9 p.m. Central also. So, yeah, you can call into their show and listen to their stuff. But I know both of them. Both have been on this show. They're good guys. I want to move on to the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum, big conference coming up in Davos, May 22nd through the 28th, I believe. Now, those of you that are listening and haven't heard about this, get ready for your mind to be blown. And it's going to be blown. And it's going to piss you off. They are planning on voting in Davos when they go, sometime in those 6 days, for 194 countries to sign a treaty which states that the World Health Organization in pandemics are the end-all be-all for decision-making as far as what procedures will take place in every single country of those 194 countries, including United States, Canada, Australia, and 191 other ones, which says whenever they create the next pandemic, and I say that lightly, the World Health Organization, we will be under direct, they will have direct authority over us, circumventing our Constitution. And I know a lot of you are going to say, well, they can't do that. That's Constitution. And honestly, Joe Biden has no power to sign a treaty without Congress, and Congress has no business going above the Constitution. So if he does sign this, if they allow him to go and sign this treaty, that is, and is, without a shadow of a doubt, treason. because now you are you're literally shitting on our United States Constitution, saying, no, that piece, that document doesn't matter. What matters is this treaty because we got to save lives. You know what's going to happen if they sign that treaty? They're going to try to mandate vaccines on everyone. And if you don't, yeah, you'll see. They're also going to give UN the power to police us. They will be able to come in any pandemic and enforce whatever the WHO says. They're also planning on rolling out digital currency, which they've already started in certain countries, where you sign up for it, you're in the game. If you do not participate in the digital currency, you don't get to go to the grocery store and buy food. That's how it's going to work. And if you think I'm bullshitting you, Lord have mercy on your soul, because we are in trouble. And if they sign this, I do believe that that's going to be, I think that will be the shot heard around the world, because that is going to be an eye-opener. I don't know how many of you have heard about it. And I know Chris, I think you have, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on what is about to go down? And may I remind our audience, it's going to be right before Labor Day or Memorial Day weekend. And back in May 2020, a bunch of us staged on Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C. for 3 straight weeks, truckers. And we left a week before Memorial Day. And what happened on Memorial Day, or right before Memorial Day weekend? George Floyd incident. And you remember how that turned out all summer long. Riots, looting, murder, violence, all summer long in the name of racial equality and injustice. They're doing this right before Memorial Day weekend because everybody is distracted. I'm going to guess that that vote's going to happen, if not the 28th, real close toward the 28th, because that is when Memorial Day weekend starts. People will be distracted. They won't know nothing about it. But if they do it, just go ahead and give me your thoughts, Chris.
All right, and just because of how early I got to get up in the morning, these are going to be my final thoughts for the night. I apologize, but I'm going to be ducking out about 8:30. But I got to tell you, this is an end run around national sovereignty. My understanding of how this vote is going to work is they're basically using a so-called democratic process to undermine the sovereignty of basically all the nations of the world. And what's going to happen is, regardless of how the U.S. votes, because you know the U.S. has been a thorn in the side of the globalists because of all these pesky Americans and their constitutional rights, right? And so their end run around that is going to be, well, all the nations of the world are going to get together, and we're going to vote on whether or not the World Health Organization gets to be the single go-to authority on what is to be enforced as far as health matters and policies, and we're going to give them the power to enforce that within all the nations of the world. And so even if you get to your congressman and convince them that the U.S. isn't going to sign on to this treaty, my understanding, and I could be wrong, and I'm going to tell you that flat out, this has been such an emerging thing so suddenly, and I've been working so hard because, you know, the economy's so booming, trying to chase my tail and catch up. But my understanding is, as long as they've got enough nations on board, they're pretty much going to vote this thing in and basically impose it on all the nations of the world, whether that nation voted for it or not. And then, bam, there you go. Doesn't matter how your congressman voted. Doesn't matter how your president voted. the World Health Organization has declared itself the authority on anything pandemic or outbreak related, and they will tell your country how things are going to be handled, or, of course, you risk, you know, the United Nations coming down on you with sanctions and everything else for not complying with World Health Organization orders. And, of course, the World Health Organization is basically a private entity, extremely wealthy, powerful people from around the globe. So this is a complete end run around the whole idea of voter will, the democratic process. This is rich people putting people in power and then empowering them to declare themselves the power, the authority over the whole damn world, and getting the nation, the militaries of the nations involved to help enforce whatever it is they hand down. And that's my understanding. And yeah, the fact that they're going to do this, you know, Memorial Day weekend, symbolic or not, I tell you what, and I'm going to say this, usually on Memorial Day weekend, I make it a point to go out and spend some time at some sort of memorial service or at a veteran cemetery. And I'm going to say this, you know, this year, as you go, and whether you're at an actual cemetery or whether you're just at a memorial site where they have some markers memorializing those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our Constitution, our freedom, and our American way of life. When you go there this year, you can either apologize to those markers, to the, you know, representing, to be symbolic of apologizing to the person, if they can hear you in some other realm. You can apologize for letting the freedom that they fought for go. Or you can look them in the spiritual eye as you stand there before their marker, and you can swear you're the last line, and you're not going to let them die in vain. And that's going to be my final thought for the night.
All right. I appreciate it, Chris. And Chris has got to go a little early. He's got to get up early tomorrow. And, yeah, it's what's happening right before our eyes, and so many people are so blind to see what is going on. Our freedoms are literally being taken from us. And people are like, well, what freedoms have you lost? You try being on the conservative side or the side that speaks the truth, that actually does research and tries to share that information. You know how many times I've been silenced on social media? Too many times to count. Well, that's not them. That's not the government. You don't think the government has control and say in who gets to stay on social media platforms? You know why I'm getting hit so hard on TikTok right now? They've seen that video I did about China. And you notice something? Joe Biden, that administration hasn't said a damn thing about China, about those draconian lockdowns where they're murdering people. A real true president would care about humanity, and he would be denouncing that immediately. But they're not. Why is that? Because maybe that might be something that's coming here with extreme lockdowns once they vote with the World Health Organization. And by the way, this is part of the New World Order plan. The World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, he came out with this plan. They've been working on this for years. And it's called the New World Order, which basically is it's a one world government. And people are like, you are nuts, man. What, I mean, quit drinking. They just don't get it. And I was just like they were. Oh, come on. That's so outlandish. You read Klaus Schwab's book, The Great Reset, or The Fourth Industrial Revolution, which the media is starting to talk about, The Fourth Industrial Revolution, that should scare the shit out of you because it's coming unless we stand up. And honestly, I don't know if it's too late yet or not. But your lives are about to change in a very drastic manner. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to lie to you. In other news, I want to get to something too. I just watched a hearing with the Transportation Committee where the chief operating officer for Flying J and pilot truck stops was talking. And this was just recently. The Union Pacific informed Pilot Flying J that they were to cut back on 50% of what they supply. Pilot Flying J supplies roughly 20% of all the long-haul trucks' fuel and 30% of the diesel exhaust fluid, the DEF. Without one or the other, you cannot run your truck down the road. DEF is in 2010 models and newer. They cannot run without it unless you delete the system, and that's illegal. He was saying that one rail tanker, if one rail tanker is missed of DEF, DEF, is equivalent to 5 million miles of drive time of loads that are not going to be hauled. Now, when the Union Pacific, and as far as he knew, he was the only company that's been asked to cut back to 50%. But if the Union Pacific, and they said if you don't do it, you're going to face embargoes. Okay? What does that mean if they cut back 50%? That means they go from supplying 20% of our trucks to 10%. Where are those other 10% going to go get their fuel? 15%, where are they going to get their DEF? I don't know what to tell you except for we're being attacked from within. They're creating shortages. Like they're literally creating shortages. And when I tell people, please just listen to me, you don't have to, everything I say, you don't have to take it to the bank and say, oh, yeah, that's true. At least I'm giving you a direction. You can go look all this stuff up and read it for yourself and start adding 2 plus 2 equals 4, 4 plus 4 equals 8, 8 plus 8 equals 16. You can add all this stuff up, and then you'll see the big picture, and you're going to be like, holy shit. Jeremy, he's just trying to warn us. Chris was just trying to warn us. That is all we're trying to do. Now, I've been trying to stand up. I've been trying to stand up for many years. And I see we got a caller. I'll finish this thought and I'll get to you. 5959. I've been trying to stand up for many years. But the people are just, there's, when I tell them half the stuff I know, they look at me with like the deer in the headlights look like. It's concerning. But, excuse me. Anyway, let me move on to a caller here. 5959. I'm going to bring you on the air right now, and you are on the air. Who do we have on the air tonight?
Hi, Jeremy. It's it's United We Stand Up here in Canada. As usual, listen to you every week. Great show as always. But I had to break in here, and I had to put a little information out there based on what you were talking about with the WHO and the upcoming treaty meeting here in Davos, which is, like you said, 22nd to 28th. But the one thing that I came across here earlier today, which basically threw up a whole mess of bells and whistles that came to my attention like immediately based on what's happening right now. As like you said, we're coming up to Memorial Weekend, and Canada's celebration is July 1st. I just thought, you know, all this seems to go in line here with what's being promoted all of a sudden in a matter of like the last 36 hours. I said, this is just unbelievable how all of this is like a set of dominoes. It just lined up perfectly. I'll explain to you what that is. Suddenly, we know about the treaty meeting, which is upcoming. And at the same time, they start talking about this new monkeypox, which seems to be all over the bloody media here in the last 24 hours. And I said, oh, my God, you got to be kidding. Like, okay, so we've got a pandemic, planned pandemic here scenario. We've got the upcoming meeting, and then what finally put the icing on the cake was there happened to be a lad who managed to find a hidden location over in Rockford, Maryland. And this particular location happens to be a compound which this lad managed to take some drone footage. And what it is, it's a bunch of like storage containers, shipping containers. And in front of these shipping containers is a entire fleet of UN vehicles, armored vehicles. And I thought, how ironic is this that this, at the present moment, is all in line together? Like, why would you have UN troops, UN military forces into Maryland at the same time that this particular treaty agreement is being negotiated, at the same time that this monkeypox crap is being thrown at us? It just seems so ironic that every piece of this is like a domino being put into place. Now, I don't know if you happen to see that video, but I did manage to post it up on my page on TikTok. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but I thought, you know what, this seems to be something that I should be putting out there, because people need to realize that the United Nations have already put their crap on American soil.
Yeah, no, I've been trying to warn people. And again, right before you got on, I said, when I tried to tell people this, they look at me with this deer in the headlights look like, what are you talking about? You're nuts. And I used to hang around with a lot of people, like a lot of people. Now, I don't go anywhere. You know why? Because I can't take trying to educate people and try to tell them and warn them of what's to come so they prepare themselves, not only mentally, but, you know, all the way around. Have a small stockpile of food just in case shit gets real. Ammunition to defend yourself, because when the blue hats come, you best believe if you don't do what they say, you're going to an internment camp. They call them green zones. I've dug into this, and their green zones are all over Canada. They're all over the United States. They're all over everywhere. They've already got them all set up. You best believe that. But no, you hit on a lot of good points right there, because I've been paying attention to that too, that monkeypox. And what's ironic about that is that our U.S. government already has 13 million vaccines for the monkeypox. So is that going to be the next vaccine they push? By the way, what's in those vaccines? Cause liver damage and such, just like kind of like what the coronavirus vaccine does. I seen somebody comment, since I have you on the line, from Canada, said, wouldn't it be great if there wasn't a border where we could be one, because we'd be one hell of a force to be reckoned with. My answer to that is there's going to come a time where that border ain't going to mean shit to us. And if they stop us, they're going to be in trouble. And that's when the Canadian forces and the United States forces join. Yeah, they're right. We're going to be one hell of a force to be reckoned with. What else is happening up there in Canada? I seen that Trudeau, they're not going to allow you to celebrate Canada Day in Ottawa at the at Parliament when you guys usually do.
Well, that's a little bit of a joke as far as I'm concerned, because you know, you might be the Prime Minister of Canada, unelected, of course, as far as I'm concerned. But if, you know, you're not going to stop the celebration of Canada. I mean, this is our country. This is our right. Okay, it's like Joe Biden, okay, turning around and trying to say, oh, well, we're not going to celebrate July 4th this year. It's not going to happen. You know what? You don't own the country, okay? You don't even own the seat that you freaking plop your ass on. So the point of the matter is, if you think for 1 minute that you're going to stop a celebration, okay, that belongs to the entire population of this country and the U.S., I mean, that's not going to happen, okay? We're just going to celebrate one way or the other, and we're going to turn Ottawa into the biggest celebration in history because of the simple fact that this guy doesn't want it to happen, so we're going to make it happen. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, people can get that thought out of their head that there's not going to be a Canada Day celebration. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen much bigger than they can possibly imagine. So that's just a bunch of hogwash as far as I'm concerned.
I love
it. You can't have one person, okay, dictate, okay, that, you know, they own the country. You don't own the country. The people own the country. You are just a part of that population, one very, very small grain of sand in an entire country. So that ain't going, like I said, I'm not even considering that. But getting back to, like you said about the border, don't let that thought or drop past your mind, and I'll tell you the reason why. There is a large majority of Canadians right now, and Americans who have posted up quite a few TikTok videos here that I've noticed in the last couple of weeks. It seems that we've become united in the same stance, saying that it's time that Canada and the United States, patriots, freedom fighters, and lovers of our countries, okay, need to stand united and strong together as one country. And they're talking about overrunning the border. So there's only a small portion of Canada where there's an open border. Generally, I mean, we have checkpoints. We just call them checkpoints, okay? Whatever way you want to, you know, describe it, whatever. But I mean, between Canada and the United States, okay, we are not like the United States and Mexico. There is no wall. There is no freaking barbed wire. There is no separation between Canada and the U.S. And it's
Markers.
That's right. They're just markers. Exactly. So it's going to be very easy for us as a nation to come together, and we will fight together. And that's my belief. I'm looking at all the patriots. I'm looking at all the posts. I'm looking at all these people who are uniting with one common stance. And I'm behind them 100% because I've said this for years and years and years, that sooner or later, that border is going to come down because we are, and we always have been, one great big huge family. And the only thing that's separated us as a family is those checkpoints. So that's my opinion.
That's correct. No, that, and I heard that what they're trying to do is organize this for July 1st through the July 4th. They said, bring your cars, bring your pickups, bring your trucks, bring your tractors, bring your tents, bring your campers. Let's all meet up there and have one big-ass party from July 1st through July 4th. And I've been thinking about that. I'm like, you know what? I might have plans for this year for July 4th. My plan might be to go up to the border and call my Canadian friends that I've made contact with in the last month or a few months, you know, 4, 5, 6 months. And, you know, like Rooster and Chatio and all those guys, and say, hey, guys, you guys want to meet at the border, have a party? And, you know, there's no reason on God's green earth that two countries, such as Canada and the United States, can't meet July 1st through the 4th once a year, if that's what it come down to, where both sides could sit at the border and just celebrate with each other as human beings. But You know who stops us? The government.
Exactly.
And I want to say one thing. Justin Trudeau was installed into the position he is. Jagmeet was installed. Joe Biden was installed. Prime Minister of Australia was installed. New Zealand installed. France installed. Germany installed. It's worldwide. When I tell people about the World Economic Forum, they don't understand how huge this is, how large this is, how corrupt this is. Klaus Schwab is on video bragging about how he owns most of the parliament members in Canada, or 40% at least. And that's very apparent by Jagmeet and Justin Trudeau making that backroom deal. They're property of the WEF. And people just, it's like they don't want to come out of their comfort zone because it makes them uncomfortable. You know what? If you don't learn how to be uncomfortable right now, what's going to happen here within the next year is going to be beyond uncomfortable for you. Trust me on that. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, actually, I'm going to give it less time than what you're giving it, because you're giving it a year, and I'm going to give it less than that because of the simple fact that what's happening here next week is the start of a very disturbing lifestyle, if you want to call it that. What we're going to see here next week, because you've got to remember, we have no opposition. And when I say no opposition, I'm talking about all our governments, okay? It makes no difference what country you're from, okay? Whether you're in Italy, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in Canada, the U.S., whatever. We have no opposition because exactly what you just said. All of these leaders were placed into power. Now, the further you go down that rabbit hole, you'll find that more authorities have been placed underneath them. For example, I mean, Trudeau, as an example, he already placed the chief of the RCMP police, the chief, he placed her in power. He placed the Supreme Court judge into power for the examination of the Emergencies Act. Again, Freeland, okay, the Minister of Finance, he placed her into power. So the list goes down and down and down and down. And he's placing all these people into power because he has full control and authority over them. And it's not just Trudeau. Biden did the exact same thing with Kamala Harris and various others. And the same thing goes with Zelensky over in Ukraine, okay. He
yes.
placed his little puppets underneath him, and the same thing goes with that Jacinda piece of crap down in New Zealand down there, Australia. I mean, she picked out her parliamentary puppets. So every single one of these countries have followed suit to the WEF, exactly like you said, Schwab. And this is the thing that gets me. Schwab himself is the actual one person who came out and said it himself, that he has placed these people into power and that he is proud of our young global leaders, which means that he himself is the one dictator, okay, who is at the head of all of it as far as being the most evil man on the face of the planet. So,
right.
In my opinion, is I always believe in one philosophy. You cannot cut off the tail of a snake and expect that you will defeat it. You must cut off the head every single time in order to kill a snake. That's my philosophy
yes.
and belief. And this son of a bitch,
I agree with you.
I could give my personal opinions all day long, but the point is all the folks in the world who are going after their governments, you know, I commend every single one of them. I mean, my heart goes out to every single one of them, and I'm standing behind every single one of them. But the problem is you are fighting a government which is already been put into place. So it makes no difference whether you take out Biden, you take out Jacinda Ardern, you take out Trudeau. It makes no difference which one you take out, because as soon as one goes out, there's two more waiting to go in. And that's
yes,
the problem.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right. I just had a thought. I just lost it, damn it. Oh, I know what it was. The World Health Organization. You know who runs that, right? Bill Gates. And everybody says, well, what's the significance there? Did you know that Bill and Melinda Gates got divorced because Bill found out, or Melinda Gates found out about Bill being best friends with Jeffrey Epstein and all of the nasty-ass things that he did, the horrible things he did to children? She found out about it. But nobody talks about that. These people are sick. They when I tell you sick, it's beyond sick. Is not even a good word to describe. They're disturbed. They're sociopaths. I'm telling you what, we are being led into the chambers of the hell. These people will not stop until we stop them. So.
Well, Here's a little food for thought, and I was thinking about this earlier. You know, I'm 100% with you, Jeremy. Like, I mean, my God Almighty, man, these people are right straight out of hell. And that's my personal opinion, like guaranteed. But here's a little something that, you know, just came to my mind here a few days ago, and I started thinking, out of all the children who have been used in so many different ways, and God bless these poor kids. The thing what I don't understand is, when was the last time you actually read a report of any type that literally gave you a statistical number of the amount of children that go missing worldwide yearly?
I seen one not too long ago. Why does the number 800,000 ring a bell in my head? Is that just in America, or is that I think the worldwide number is much larger than that. The child trafficking is a real thing, by the way. And by the way, for those of you listening that hate Donald Trump tried to stop that. You've seen a lot of arrests being made for child trafficking. You don't hear shit about it now. But what number do you have? What statistical number do you have?
That's the whole point. I haven't got a recent number. I haven't even got a statistical number to even compare to, because the last time that we heard anything that was a statistic was probably, oh my God, I would say probably a decade ago, and the numbers were local. I mean, they only consisted of the amount of children who went missing in the United States or here in Canada. It didn't go globally. So, and again, like you just said, the number was actually high. But I'm thinking, you know, with all the information that we have, you know, and documentation and evidence that we have of what these people are doing daily, like somebody has to have a statistical number to tell us exactly how many children are going missing worldwide annually. And on the second half of that note, I have to think to myself, where the devil are the parents that can actually stand up and say that my child has been abducted, my child has been kidnapped, my child has gone missing, my child is... Where are the parents? There's no parents speaking out about this. There's something wrong here. There's missing pieces of information to this.
They're speaking out, but they're being silenced. That's the problem with big tech. That's the problem with our media. Okay, so I'm going to use this in comparison. So Black Lives Matter, you know, people are like, well, if you cared about Black Lives Matter, then why is there so many shootings in Chicago and blah, 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 and why aren't you trying to do something about that? And I found out that there's a grassroots organization in Chicago that are trying to clean up that city, made up with the black community, and they are trying. So, and it's groups like that. And God forgive me for not remembering their name, because I think it's a fantastic thing. But you got groups like that, these grassroots organizations that are actually trying to do stuff, and then you got Black Lives Matter that comes out, makes national headlines, which tells me something. I'll get to that in a second. But they make national headlines about standing up for racial injustice. And all of a sudden you look in the streets and they got a bunch of colorful-haired white kids running down the street with them and with their fists in the air and, yeah, racial injustice. Meanwhile, you find out that the co-founder of Black Lives Matter gave her baby's daddy, what the hell was it, $993 million or something like that? And way more money than he gave the Trayvon Martin Foundation. I know that for a fact. That story just broke just recently. So that tells me that Black Lives Matter, the organization, not the attitude, not the what they're doing, what they're trying to do, or what they say they're trying to do. First of all, Martin Luther King Jr. did things in a peaceful way. He marched. He had millions of people behind him, and he marched. And he did everything peaceful. Black Lives Matter, you go in there and you destroy, you loot. They owe us that. No, nobody owes you shit. Well, we were slaves. Yeah, guess what? You were slaves to black people, too. Did you know that one of the first slave owners was a black man? Yeah, that happened. So don't give me this shit that they keep on going back to the slaves. Listen, that was over 100 years ago. I wasn't a part of that life. I didn't have nothing to do with that, and neither did you. That was your ancestors, and that was my ancestors. And you know what? However you want to look at it, it was horrible and horseshit. But we are here today. Don't use that as a crutch or an excuse to go cause violence and looting and vandalism and criminal activity in the name of racial injustice, because it's a bunch of bullshit. I'll tell you what, that grassroots organizations in Chicago, the organization in Chicago that's actually trying to do things the right way, I commend them wholeheartedly, and the media won't cover them. And that's the exact same thing with the kids that go missing from Canada, from the United States, all over the world. Why do you think Epstein was taking flights across seas to India and all these different other countries? You think it was for business? Oh, it was for business. It was child trafficking. And guess who was on a lot of those flights? Bill Clinton, you know, Bill Gates, a lot of higher ups, names that you would recognize. And why do you think that judge will not release the name of Ghislaine Maxwell's client list? Because it would implicate a shitload of politicians and a lot of famous people, and our world would never be the same.
Well, actually, getting a little more specific about that is, down in Australia, there's a lawyer down there who has opened a lawsuit against one of the former prime ministers down there for their pedophilia and their sex trafficking and such. And needless to say, that lawyer has been arrested now 3 times because of opening up that lawsuit. And they're obviously trying to silence him because obviously they don't want this prime minister's information and documentation and stuff being brought forward. However, it seems that their Supreme Court down there has something like 20 some odd pages of documentation, which has named names of a whole mess of parliamentary members who were all involved into this child trafficking and pedophilia and like sex trades and everything. So Australia is really going through hell down there with this scenario. But that's the unfortunate thing, is we have a situation where this Black Lives Matter slavery, excuse, you know, that they're using, And I totally disagree with it as far as I'm concerned, because, I mean, any time that I hear a black person talk about slavery, to me, that's nothing more than a crutch in their own brain, because of the simple fact that slavery was around since the beginning of time. I mean, you can go back to any biblical scripture that you want. It's all over the Bible since the beginning of time. You think you're the only culture, the only civilized race on the planet who went through slavery, okay? It didn't matter whether you were black, white, green, yellow, oriental, Asian, whatever the case may be. I mean, every orientation has gone through slavery at one point or another throughout human evolution. So this slavery thing that they're using as a crutch, as far as I'm concerned, is nothing more than a damn excuse and a smokescreen, okay, for somebody's stupidity and their non-intellectual intelligence you're stupid. Yeah, you're not stupid enough
followed,
to know the Bible. You're not stupid enough to know history.
Yeah, they've followed the narrative of the media and the governments worldwide. And when they think of slavery, they think of a black man being whipped in the back, or a black child or a black woman being whipped in the back. In all reality, a slave, what is the definition of a slave? Somebody that is controlled by another person to do what they want
exactly.
them to do.
Exactly.
I got news for you. We're all slaves.
Exactly.
Slavery does not matter what color skin you have. We are all slaves. Do you like going to work 40 hours or 80 hours a week or however many hours a week you work and giving whatever money that you earned, 33 or whatever the tax percentage is, back to somebody that didn't do shit for you? They won't listen to you. They won't return your phone calls. They won't talk to you if you call. You talk to an intern that's 19 years old that hasn't lived life, still wet behind the ears. They don't know what the fuck is going on in the world. But you graciously give them 33% of your earnings for what? I call that taxation without representation, okay? Now, not only are you giving them 33% of what you earn for the week that you work for, now when you go get gas, you're paying a state tax, a federal tax on that gas. When you buy a candy bar, you're paying a state tax on that candy bar. Anything you buy, you're paying taxes on. You buy a car, you got to pay taxes on it. You get a speeding ticket, you got to pay that speeding ticket, and that sure in hell ain't going to a public fund for feeding the homeless. Everything is taxed. As a truck driver, I have to pay IFTA. Every state that I drive in, every mile that I drive in that state, I got to pay a certain amount of tax on that.
Okay.
Now, if you don't think you're a slave to the system right now, you are fooling yourself. Not only in America, not only in Canada, worldwide. This is way bigger than what our small little brains can handle, at least mine, for a very long time until I started really looking at the big picture and like, Jesus, these guys, you look at, okay, so in American politics, you got Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, so I'm mentioning three sides, or two sides there, Republican and Democrat. They've been in office for many, 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 many years. Joe Biden, 49 years in politics. You don't think throughout that process that they've made connections worldwide to some pretty shady fucking people that have convinced them that all you got to do is this, this, and this, and our little game keeps on playing. Well, here's the deal. You've all seen that meme with the Monopoly board, with all the elites sitting on top of the Monopoly board and all the peasants underneath kneeling on their hands and knees, and it says all you have to do is stand up. That is what I'm talking about right now. I'm telling this to everybody. All we have to do to end this game is stand up and say no more. And people just want to live their lives. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just to elaborate on that just a small bit. If we go back into the Bible as an example, I'm just going to use this as an example. In the days of Egypt, okay, and the days of Pharaoh, they built the pyramids. Now, here's the thing about building those pyramids is these people would slave and they would be whipped and they would be, physically tortured in many different ways in order to accomplish a full day's wait or a full day's work. And at the end of the day, okay, they were fed
certain food from their grain reserves, which was their payment for putting in a hard day's labor. And then obviously, I mean, there's other situations where, you know, the people became tired and weak and such. And in retrospect, what Pharaoh did was he would cut off their rations and they got fed less grain in the course of a day. Now, I'm using that as an example specifically because of what you just said in regards to our tax situation, our present situation. So here's what's coming up in our very near future, and this is the way I see it. We have a World Economic Forum and the New World Order, Great Reset, whatever you want to call it, which is basically being forced onto the world. And in that agenda is basically you own nothing and you will be happy. So here's the thing. Everybody will be into this same slavery scenario where you will go to work and you will put in your 8 hours a day as you normally do. The unfortunate thing is you are giving a salary by the organization, and that's what you're going to be living on, is that particular credit system that they give you, because it's not going to be cash. You and I both know that. It's just going to be credit. So the problem with that is, people are not realizing that here's history repeating itself, however, in a modern way. And that modern way is the digital way. So again, if you go to work and you put in a full day's wage or work, you will be given a certain amount of credits. And if you happen to violate any of their so-called dictatorship rules, which happens to be that, oh, you crossed the road, oh, you didn't poop or scoop your dog, oh, you left your lights on a little bit too long in your house, or whatever the case may be. So now all of a sudden you're going to be punished, and your social credit system is going to be attacked, and you're going to lose certain credits. And they've got full control over it because they have full access to your credit system 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and there's not a damn thing that you can do about it. And people will say, oh, no, it's not going to be that way. You know what? This is history repeating itself, just on a grander scale, okay? The pyramids were made by slaves, and you are now being a slave to a international system that nobody wants to say, hey, you know, it's going to happen. Yeah, it is happening. It's happening right in front of your face, and you're letting it happen.
Exactly. No, and how many times in our life have we heard history always repeats itself? And now what you're witnessing, what I watched in Ottawa was completely disturbing to me. I watched whoever that was that came in. I was told it was some security outfit that was flown in. I watched that big guy. He come out of the shadows, and the dude looked like he was freaking 7 foot tall and about 4 foot wide. And he grabbed that one guy that was standing there standing guard, and he just, like, literally just moved him. And he stood there in front of the crowd, and that one guy was standing there looking at his belly button and looked up like, holy shit, it looked like Andre the Giant.
Yeah, that's, I remember that.
It's like that's who they've got prepared worldwide to come in and enforce stuff. And people just, they're so concentrated on their lives and everything is okay for me right now. I'm still making money and I'm paying my bills and I'm getting by. There's many that are sitting at home right now with an empty tank in their gas, no food on their shelves, and deciding what they got to do to get to work tomorrow. Whether they walk the 4 miles to work or they go and buy 2 boxes of macaroni and cheese because that's all they can afford. That is reality for a lot of people right now.
Exactly.
And
the worst,
like,
part about that is some of those poor children that they have to take care of, these poor kids, I mean, the kid's always going to come first, in my opinion. And the thing is, if you're put into a position like that,
And I'm going to put this out here to anybody and everybody who happens to be listening now, whether they be on TikTok, whether it be on Facebook or any other social media. I'm going to put this out as a generous offering for anybody who's put into a position like that, where you have children that you need to have fed, and you need to make a decision as to where your $5 is going to go. Is it going to go in your gas tank to get you to work, or is it going to go into the fridge to feed your children to send them off to school for the next day or whatever? If you're in that position, reach out to somebody on TikTok or Facebook or wherever you want to socialize with, and just don't swallow your pride. Swallow your pride and just ask somebody for help. I guarantee you,
yes,
there are lots of us out here who would be happy to help you.
I couldn't have said that much better myself. I've said this all along. When people are hurting, the last thing, people with pride especially, I'm not going to ask for help. I'll just suffer through it. You don't need to. You don't have to. There are people. There's a lot of us out here, me included. If somebody called me right now or texted me right now or messaged me on Facebook or Twitter or TikTok, said, hey, I live in your community and I heard your radio show, and I am one of those people. I don't have any gas in my car. I got to get to work tomorrow. I've got kids. I have one box of macaroni and cheese, or I got a can of soup. I'll be over there. What can I bring you? What do you need? We'll go put gas in your car. I'll do whatever it takes. And I know there's a lot of people just like, I have a lot of friends that have very big hearts that would, if they heard that I heard a story of somebody suffering, they know that I'm the real deal. I will do what it takes to make sure that the person is okay. And you know what? Here's the next thing. I know that I'm going to be in trouble here in the very near future as far as diesel. They're gonna have a diesel shortage, a depth shortage, and I don't know how long I'm going to be able to stay out on the road without being stuck on the road because I can't get fuel to get home. And I'll be damned if I go 1,000 miles away from home. You say, well, we're out of diesel fuel. You'll have to wait a week. I just won't leave. So what does that mean for me? I have to be prepared for myself also. But it also says in the Bible, I like that you referenced the Bible, that everybody that has everything don't realize that when they die, God takes that all away from you. The people that have nothing, that gave their last $5 or they gave their last box of food to help somebody else knowing that they would be okay, that is what Christianity is all about, helping your fellow people and helping people that need. And that's what we all have to do, and especially in these times, we need to stand up together. And whether you got an extra $2 in your pocket or an extra $1,000 in your pocket, we need to come together and start reaching out and branching out to these people that are hurting right now because of what these maniacs are doing to our world. And it's not isolated in one country. It's all over the world. But the bad thing about that is these stupid scammers that take advantage of a situation just like this, knowing that they got full bellies, and they would rather take and give themselves more than to let people that really need it get what they need, because that is the world that we are in now. We are living, we are in a spiritual war. You're not going to convince me otherwise.
I agree.
That's
with
where
you
I'm
100%.
At with it.
I agree with you 100%. And you know, people. I mean, there's. We have all different races of people in the world. I mean, some atheists, Christians, and you know, the list goes on. But as far as these scammers, I'm one of these guys. I believe in karma. I really believe in karma. What goes around comes around. And the thing is, you might steal thousands of dollars, okay, from somebody today, but somewhere in the future. Somewhere in the future, as the Bible is written, okay, God will have his day, and revenge shall be mine, says the Lord. Okay, so I'm just going to leave that scripture all by itself, okay, because I believe that if you go for example, and you have an accident on the road which you have caused, and you have done bodily harm to another person, and it being intentional, okay, on your behalf, I believe that on the next block, there's another accident waiting to happen, and your name is on it. That's my belief. Okay, so again, like I said, karma's a bitch. It will come around and it will get you. It might not get you today, it might not get you tomorrow, but when you least expect it, it's going to get you. So I don't encourage anybody to fall for any of the bullshit that they see online as far as scammers, or even the same crap when they call you up on your phone and they say, there's a warrant for your arrest, or you owe the IRS back payment money and all this crap. And I mean, everybody gets those phone calls on their phone. And I can tell you right now that probably about over 90% of those calls have been implemented one way or another through Facebook. So, and I tell people all the time, if you want to find out how bad Facebook really, really is, delete your account off of Facebook for 1 month, because you have a month before they actually get rid of it. So you can just delete the account, and it just basically goes dormant until you reactivate it 30 days later or less. But try this. Delete your Facebook account for that 1 month, and make sure you also delete your Messenger. Get your Messenger off your phone. And you watch. I can guarantee you that in a matter of approximately 3 to 4 days, all these scammer phone calls that they get on their phones with the guy selling duct cleaning services, and the IRS phone calls, and the all the other scammers that are calling them up, they'll stop. They will instantly stop in about 3 to 4 days. And I have proven this probably about 3 times already, just to verify that what I was saying was 100% true. And sure enough, later on, when I would start up another Facebook account and download the Messenger, the same bullshit would start over again. So I tell people, don't fall for this crap. Don't be handing your money away to scammers in any way, shape, or form. If you're going to hand your money away, find the guy on the corner, okay, who's a veteran, and he's standing there looking like he could use a handout. Find the guy, okay, that you're going to be walking down the street one day, and you're going to see him sitting there, and you know that he's not some kind of a crackhead or anything. He's just down on his luck, and he lost his house. He lost his job. He lost his family, whatever the case may be, and the poor guy is basically he's met the bottom of the barrel. Find these people who need the help. Find the guy down the street from you who happens to have two or three kids, and you know, his wife is working two jobs in order to support the family because he lost his job, and they can't afford to keep the food in their fridge, or put gas in the car so the wife can go to work, or put clothes on the kids because they can't afford to do the laundry because they just don't have that extra income. If you want to spend your money, find those people that need the help, and just graciously, you know, say, you know, I happen to notice that you know, you probably look like you could need a coffee. Here, go. Why don't you go and buy a coffee on me? You know, just, you know, you don't have to degrade anybody. You don't have to insult anybody. You don't have to put anybody into a situation where, you know, they're going to be belittled in any way. But, you know, just do it on a humane manner as you would have it done to you. And you would be amazed how repetitiously, okay, that small little event, okay, of generosity, okay, can trickle back, and God only knows it'll probably fall back on your own lap, you know. But this
you're right. I created a group, a Facebook group, before I got booted off of Facebook. It was called Pay It Forward, and I ain't gonna mention the rest of it because I to protect the privacy of the group. Throughout that process that I was involved, we did two years in a row of Thanksgiving dinners to people that, you know, maybe needed it. The first year, I think we delivered like 30 Thanksgiving dinners. The second year was upwards of 130, 140, somewhere out in there. We got local businesses to donate turkeys, and it was fantastic. A lot of work, but it was fantastic. Then we did a Christmas giveaway, or not a giveaway, but adopt a family for Christmas, where we would get people in the community that would we pair them up with the family. They'd let us know, well, I can afford two kids, so we would pair them up with children with or families with two children, and they would give them the wish list, and then they would go out and they'd have a budget that they could, you know, try to get something off their wish list. And the first year we did that, I don't remember how many families it was the first year, but the second year we did it was during the pandemic, the beginning of the pandemic. And we have a program here that routinely gives out toys and stuff for Christmas. They didn't do it that year because of the pandemic and because of all the restrictions. And I said, to hell with the restrictions. I'm not going to let children go without presents for Christmas because of some stupid pandemic. Did we take precautions according to what the CDC and the government told us at the time? Of course we did. We have to respect everybody. But that year, we got together a very large group of people that I know here in the community. And I'm going to tell you what, if they don't have angel wings when they die, there's something wrong, because they are some spectacular people. But anyway, they got together and they put together a program and ended up giving this area 363 children Christmas gifts that year. And I will forever be so proud of that, those girls for doing that. And the guys that were involved, too, because there's guys involved, too. I didn't have a lot of involvement in that, but I was, you know, I did help. But all the credit goes to those guys, though, because they did. They were unbelievable, crazy, unbelievable. But I'm now that I'm back on Facebook, I'm not back with that group. They're still running that group. They're doing just fine. I had to back out for personal reasons. I prefer now to do my charity on a personal level and not have it advertised all over Facebook. I do a lot of things that nobody knows about, and I want to keep it that way. That's through my transformation, what I think is more important for me right now. So that's where I'm going to keep it. I do support those guys. I think what they're doing is fantastic. They continue on. And doing that at that level, it takes a lot out of you. It really, truly does. But it's very rewarding, like you said, addicting, when you see somebody's face light up because everybody else looks down at them, and you look at them in the eyes as a human being and say, hey, you want a hamburger from McDonald's? What do you want? I'll go buy it for you. I've done that a million times in my life, and their appreciation. And man, I've had people cry, and it's crazy. But the story I wanted to get to was I was going through Amarillo, Texas. Every Wednesday, I go through Amarillo, Texas. And last week, I went through Amarillo, Texas, got to the stoplight. I see a guy sitting over the sign, said, "Help, I'm hungry." So I rolled down the window. I yelled out and said, "Hey, come over here." And I reached in my wallet, and I grabbed a 20, and I give him a 20. And he goes, "Wow, thanks, man." I said, "No, God bless you, man. I hope everything's good." He said, "No, really, thank you." I said, no, you don't. It's good." So yesterday I went through there, same guy sitting at the same corner, same sign, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, second here. I didn't give him any money yesterday. I'm not trying to judge him. But I went down the road because there was another guy standing on a corner by the truck stop. I wanted to see if that guy was there, and then I wanted to beat the shit out of myself for the next 900 miles that I was being an asshole. But I drove up there, and sure shit, that other guy was standing there. So I'm thinking that that was a team that was working together, which they do that. But don't stop, let that stop you from giving to people. If you see somebody standing there, just give them a $5 bill or a $10 bill or whatever you can afford. And don't think twice about it. But pay attention if you go through that same intersection all the time. If they're always standing there every time you go through there, the chances are that they're probably professional scammers, which they do. I've been around the block. I've seen it. So you're not required to give professional scammers your money, according to God. You're supposed to give with the intent of giving and not worrying about what you're going to get back in return, number one, and where that money is going, number two. You are giving out of the goodness of your heart, and you believe that they need that. So I have a rule of thumb. When I see the same people standing on the same corner all the time, the first time I see them, I always give them money. Keep on seeing them at the same corner all the time. That's their corner that they're working. And
yes,
I don't like that. It gives me an uneasy feeling. So, but no, I think it's a good thing. And I'm glad that we kind of transferred over from corruption to giving, because I think giving right now, especially right now, is very important with the climate of what is going on. People are, like I said, they can't afford gas, can't afford food. They're having to choose whether they eat or their kids eat, and obviously you're going to let your kid eat before you do. Thank you for saying that, because if you guys are listening and you truly are hurting for you know, food or whatever you need, just reach out. That's what we're here for. That's what humanity is here for. Humanity does exist, believe it or not. Guys like me and guys like you and millions like us, everybody that I know would, if they see you down on your luck, or if you, even if you ask privately, just say, I really don't want people to know, hey, that's cool, I get it. I wouldn't want people to know that I was, you know, down on my luck and I really needed help. It's almost degrading and embarrassing. But don't let it be.
Yeah.
If you need help, just reach out.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of people, okay, who've they've built up a lot of pride because, I mean, they've had really good jobs and, you know, probably had really good incomes for a lot of years of their life. And, you know, they've struggled and tried their best to succeed at different things, like, you know, wanting to have a nice car, wanting to have a nice home, wanting to have nice this, nice that. And all of a sudden they're put into a position where they don't have that job anymore. They are not making that kind of money anymore. Their finances are overtaking them. And, there comes a point in a person's life where their pride runs them. And you gotta sit back and you gotta realize these are not normal times. This is not the 1950s anymore. We're living in a world right now where there's an evil force, okay, that is going to beat you to the ground. And that evil force, I mean, it comes in various forms, whether in government, in policing, when healthcare, et cetera. So it's widely spread out. And you know, it's got a really good hold on the world right now. And the thing is, you got to learn to you just basically got to learn to humble yourself. And as you know, as we've been taught for generations, okay, throughout biblical history, throughout mankind, throughout evolution, to stay humble. And sometimes you just got to learn to swallow your pride and say, hey, you know what, I'm not making that $130,000 anymore. I got a truck payment here that I can't afford. I got a mortgage I can't afford. I've got a family that I thought I was going to give a better life to. And now all of a sudden I'm put into a position where I'm just barely keeping my family fed. So, yeah, swallow your pride and ask, because my God Almighty, you know, not everybody in this world is absolutely evil. There are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of us, millions of us, who actually have a heart and we feel pain. you know, so if we see you in pain, it's hurting us, believe it or not. So that's a given. But I'm gonna back up a little bit about what you just said about, you know, that one lad that you gave the $20 to. Now, if you recall, during the trucker convoy going into Washington, what had happened was there was a young lady, and I don't know if you happened to see her post, but there was a young lady who was involved into that convoy. She actually ran with the truckers, and she noticed a vagrant who slept underneath a bridge just outside of Washington. And anyways, this young lady, she went back a day later, and she'd made up a whole like two grocery bags, literally two grocery bags of groceries that she had pulled out of her home, and she had made up sandwiches and various other things, and she went back to that exact same bridge, and she caught the guy early in the morning, probably I guess it was somewhere around 10 early morning hours, and she pulled this guy out from underneath the bridge. And she gave him these two groceries of food for him and his dog. And I thought to myself, now, as much as that touched my heart, I mean, my God Almighty, it brought tears to my eyes. But here's exactly what I'm trying to say about how, you know, sometimes you think that you're going to do a good deed. But like you just said, Jeremy, I mean, some of these guys, they work the corners, so they're professionals at it. But this woman happened to notice that this is a true vagrant who needed help, and she went and she did what she could to provide for this man. And this is the kind of help that everybody, if you can afford it, if you can help in any way, take notice to who really, really needs the help. Don't get scammed. Whatever you do, don't get scammed. Don't pull out of a Walmart parking lot and because some guy's standing there with a sign that says, I got a family to feed, I'm hungry or whatever. Don't get scammed by those guys who are standing on the corner at the end of a Walmart entrance or a Costco entrance or something like that. Chances are, 9 times out of 10, you can almost bet, okay, just evaluate them up and down, and you're going to know pretty quickly if they're one of those professional scammers.
Well, what they do is they pick the high traffic areas, as scammers do. So I've noticed this throughout my process. High traffic areas that you know a lot of traffic goes in and out of, more than likely, yeah. But like you said, kind of look at the situation, see how they're acting, and you know, maybe some people really do need money. There was a family here in the town I'm in that would travel around in a motorhome, and they'd park signs on the outside of their motorhome talking about how they needed money for food and gas or whatever, and they would just switch locations in town. And we're not a very big town, so it didn't take too long for people to catch on. And as soon as people caught on, nobody stopped and gave them money anymore. And guess what? They were out of town. But
that's right.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad when you give somebody $20 with the intention of you're really, truly trying to help. Because at the end of the day, at the end of our lives, God sees what you tried to do. And when judgment day comes, they have to answer for that. You scam that person that had good intentions out of $20. So you could do whatever it is they do. Why would you do that? They got to answer for that. And when you have judgment day, God's going to say, I seen what you did. You never told anybody about it. You never bragged about it. You literally just gave them $20 with the intention that you're trying to help somebody. And I know in your heart what you were trying to do. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad about what other people, how they make you feel if you find out that you got scammed, because I've been scammed a million times, trust me, but I don't feel bad about one of them.
No, well, that's the thing. I mean, when you're standing before the Almighty, I mean, the heart don't lie. That's a guaranteed fact. You know, but I again got to, you know, stress out to everybody. I mean, we're living in some serious times right now, and people got to be prepared because we got some serious crap coming down the wire. And, you know, if you can't afford, if you're too proud today in order to accept a little bit of help, then tomorrow it may be a little bit too late for you. So just, you know, everybody needs to put their put the head down to the ground and, you know, buckle up because it's going to be a rough ride for quite a while. And, again, like you said, Jeremy, you're looking at a year down the road, and I seriously don't believe that we're going to make it a year. I think that before that year is up, I don't know. To be honest with you, the month of August keeps popping up. And the reason why I say that is because, everything that I've noticed lately is all based around the August month. And I'm thinking, you know, there's going to be hell to pay if all this crap actually comes to light. I mean, we're not even going to get a full summer here. And boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, I mean, we're going to be in some serious trouble.
I just put out a post the other day that to warn my friends and family that there's going to be shortages that you have never seen in your lifetime, and I believe it's going to happen toward the end of July into August. I've tried to warn them. I've just said, listen, when you go to the grocery store, if you want to buy 5 boxes of macaroni and cheese, buy 10 boxes. If you need to buy 2 pounds of hamburger, buy 4 pounds. Buy double of whatever you're going to buy. And just put that away for a rainy day. And the worst thing that's going to happen is I was wrong, and you have all this extra food that you've been storing. Now you don't have to go to the grocery store for a while. Or the best case scenario is something does go haywire, which I believe it's going to very soon. They're already recalibrating the gas machines or the gas pumps so they can put $10 gas on the pump. when they're doing that, they don't spend all that time and money recalibrating gas pumps for $10 gas if they don't think that $10 gas is coming. So you have to watch and look for the warnings. So if you can afford the food now, I know a lot of people can't afford the extra food, but if you can, buy extra. Don't hoard, but buy extra. And guess what? You might have a room full with shelves full of canned goods and what have you. If that food shortage comes, like I think it is, in the end of July and August, and it lasts for 2-3 months, and you look and you, oh, hell, we got plenty of food. Guess what? People out there that were living, they weren't even living paycheck to paycheck. They were living paycheck to 2 days before paycheck that did not have the opportunity to stock up. That's our duty to help them when that time comes. Because that's what these elites are trying to do, is mass starvation. Klaus Schwab said it himself. They want to get rid of 4.5 billion, or is it 2.5? Either way, it's a large number, 2.5 or 4.5 billion, what he calls useless eaters. That's the kind of people that want to control you. So just heed our warning. Don't freak out. Don't get crazy, because at the end of the day, if you believe in God, God's on our side. Learn how to fish. Learn how to go pick mushrooms. I don't know. Learn how to grow your own food in a potted plant in your apartment. Whatever you got to do, just do a little bit of digging and a little bit of research. How to survive if you need to. That's all I'm going to say about that. But no, you're right, man. And I'm going to end the show here shortly, and I do appreciate you calling in and sharing your thoughts, and I really do. It gives everybody a different perspective, and I think that's very important to in today's world, that everybody sees and hears from different people. And normally we have, you know, quite a few callers that will call in, and we get to go through different perspectives, but it's been a little bit slow lately just because we were off air last week, and we're not in people's heads again. So once we start advertising this show again, people will be like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that, and I got to go back and listen to those guys. So No, but thank you for calling in, brother, and you guys take it easy up there. Hopefully I hear from you next week and the week after that, and we never stop hearing from each other, so we know everything's okay.
Oh, no, Jeremy, I'm on here every week with you, buddy. I mean, between you and Chatio, I mean, every week, Monday and Thursday. A lot of times, I mean, I don't phone in. I just sit on the sidelines and I listen. And, you know, generally as a rule, I mean, there's lots of callers, like you said, so it works out. But tonight I just had to touch on that that issue there with the World Health Organization and the United Nations already having their troops over on the U.S. soil and stuff. I just had to get that out there because I thought, you know what, there's an awful lot of people who don't, they probably won't know about that video, and they probably don't know that the UN troops are already on soil. So I thought, you know, I got to post this because people need to know that, you know, there's shit about to hit the fan, and it's right there in front of their face. So but again, the same thing, like tonight was fantastic. As far as I'm concerned, I got to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, we touched on a lot of subjects tonight. And I really hope that everybody who's online listening there, I truly hope that everybody pays close attention, get stocked up, get prepared. And for God's sakes, I mean, do your humanitarian duty and take care of each other. I mean, that's what we're all about.
Yeah, and that's the bottom line right there. Thanks for calling, my brother, and I'll talk to you soon. You have a good night.
You too, Jeremy. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Well, we're winding down to the end of the show. Chris had to leave early. He had to get up early. It was great to take a caller that we can just have a discussion and see how the conversation works when we can just talk about things and share your perspective, your opinion. That's how we need to start handling things, not get angry at each other, not try to – but, yeah, I mean, me and him agreed on most things, so that kind of helps. When people start disagreeing, it gets a little hairy nowadays because the political climate is so, I don't know, volatile. But I'll get my final thoughts on everything tonight, just tonight, is everything that you've heard from me tonight, I'm asking you kindly to just go look up the World Economic Forum's website. And look at what their missions are. Look at who their financial partners are. That will shock the shit out of you because every single one of the vaccine manufacturers and JBS Meats, Tyson Meats, Coke, Pepsi, you're going to see a lot of people on that list that are financial backers of the WEF, and it's really going to make you not want to use their products anymore after you find out what their agenda is. But once you look up the World Economic Forum, go and look up what the World Health Organization. It's going to take you a lot of time. Look at the Bilderberg Group. They have a meeting every year in Davos. And look at research all of this stuff for yourself. Come up with your own thoughts and your own opinion. And when you look at something, and like Chris said earlier, well, that doesn't coincide with what you said. Call in and tell me. Tell Chris. Tell us. So we can stand corrected because I'm humble enough to say, hey, you know what? You got me on that one. Then now I can put out the correct information. But I do a lot of research. I do my due diligence, and I look deep into a lot of things. And a lot of people think I'm crazy. And I'll be the first one to admit that I used to think people like me were crazy too until you start digging into it. And then it's going to affect you. That's all I got to say about that. Just help your neighbor. Be kind. Be prepared. And when and if things do go downhill and you have a stockpile of food, don't advertise that you got a stockpile of food because the thieves will be busting your door down. But if you see your neighbor struggling, make sure you bring them over a can of soup or whatever the hell they need. Don't come over there with a big old grocery bag full of food. Let people know that you're stockpiled. You just got to be very vigilant, very observant. And that's all. We will find out more on May 22nd, which is just a few days from now. I'll be paying a very close eye. I'll be keeping a very close eye on what is going down at that convention and the results of that. And I'm sure you'll see a lot of people coming on glued toward the end of that. So I'm going to assume Memorial Day is not going to be a fun Memorial Day. Well, it never is. I mean, it's not fun in the sense of, I mean, we got to go and pay our respects, but I don't know. This country's in trouble. That's all I can say, and it doesn't seem like anybody's standing up to help us. So I don't want to be all doom and gloom, but at the end of the day, we got to put our trust in God, and he says so right in the Bible that when you do that, you know, do not fear. It says it, I don't know how many times in the Bible, do not fear, I'm here. So that's all I'll say about that, ladies and gentlemen. And other than that, I hope you all have a blessed week. Hopefully we'll be back Thursday again. I don't have no more truck problems where we have to postpone a show or cancel a show. And we can get on with business as usual, and that'll be that. So I want you guys all have a good weekend, and God bless each and every one of you. And on that note, we're gonna end the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show number 33. Have a great night.